LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer outside a Maryland courthouse. Protest today as a federal judge says she'll order sworn testimony by Trump administration officials. The White House in noncompliance with orders to facilitate the return of Kilmer Obrego Garcia, mistakenly deported to a notorious El Salvador prison. Former President Joe Biden returned to the national stage in Chicago tonight, his first major speech since leaving office. Biden addressed new fears about Social Security amid funding fights in Washington.
Social Security is about more than retirement accounts. It's about honoring a fundamental trust between government and people.
President Trump welcoming the Navy midshipmen football team to the White House this afternoon, presenting them with the Commander-in-Chief's trophy, remembering Wink Martindale, the beloved radio personality and TV game show host, died today in his Southern California home. He was 91 years old. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 155 points today. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Officials from Wisconsin's Head Start Association are sounding the alarm following the closure of a regional office. The closure reportedly led to local staff members being placed on administrative leave, and Head Start officials are also expressing concern over a USA Today report claiming the Trump administration was considering a budget proposal that would eliminate funding for the program across the country. Over 15,000 kids and 4,000 employees in Wisconsin would be affected if federal funding for the program dries up. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and advocacy groups are calling on state lawmakers to approve $68 million in funding for crime victim services over the next 2 years. The call for funding was announced at a press conference on Thursday as the state loses federal funding through the Victims of Crime Act. The Wisconsin Department of Justice distributed about $44 million to local victim service providers each year for the past 5 years, but funding cuts in October slashed that amount to just $13 million annually. A Minnesota man is officially facing charges in Washburn County following his arrest in March. According to court documents, 30-year-old Daniel Berglund of Invergrove Heights was arrested on March 1st after Spooner Police Department officers initiated a traffic stop. While searching his vehicle, they allegedly found a combined over 200 grams of marijuana in vapes, cartridges, wax, and in plant form. They also allegedly recovered a loaded handgun. Felony drug charges have now been officially filed in Washburn County Circuit Court. Two people were arrested in Duluth over the weekend after a fight involving a firearm. According to the Duluth Police Department, the altercation occurred near Ascentia's Green Ramp at around 7:30 on Friday night. Details on how the fight started have not been shared, but authorities say three people were involved before one of the men pulled out a handgun. Another man allegedly took the gun and threw it into a construction area where it was found by authorities. The two men who were arrested are facing charges of fleeing and carrying a gun without a permit. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Tigers trounce on Alexander.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Tigers 9-1. It was pitcher Tyler Alexander's second start for the crew, giving up 8 runs and 6 walks in just 4 innings.
You know, I thought I made some good pitches. I thought I made some bad pitches that they hit. You know, it seemed as though they eliminated in, especially cutters in, and as a result, I didn't really execute down or away very well.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I think Alexander, you know, the numbers don't look pretty for him, but this kid has sucked it up for us and taken on a role that's not normal to him. And Alvin Rodriguez came in and did a great job himself. A little different time to pitch when you're already down 9-0, but no discredit to Alvin. He did great. Should have been about a 3-0 game, and credit to Detroit the way they swing it.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready to head to Indianapolis to play the Pacers Saturday in game one of their best-of-7 playoff series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 20s. More sunshine than clouds for Wednesday, warmer with a high in the upper 50s. Some showers and storms Thursday, and becoming breezy, high temperatures well into the 60s. Right now it's 48.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
New texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here? The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Joining us on the show, Representative Mark Pocan. Just a couple of things going on in Washington that we'll be kicking around. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air. Weekday mornings at 10. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Hour 2 of this Tuesday night edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am your host, Pete Schwabba, and I am joined here in the studio right now by Green Bay Children's Museum Director of Business Development. But don't let that fool you, folks. She will take a gig at the Guggenheim or the Science and Industry Museum.
Yeah.
If there's like a signing bonus and a per diem, she can be swayed. It's great to have you with me tonight here on Nightlight. We've got our question of the night is, who is your favorite sitcom actress? And I would say Betty White maybe is in the lead, or
from hard since to say. I've been here, there's been a lot of Betty White.
Three or four Betty Whites. Lee from De Pere says over the text line, I heard Miss Heather likes Mai Tais.
Lee,
can you
confirm? I do. This is a true statement, only if they do not have pineapple juice in them. Pineapple,
like pineapple juice
or orange juice should not be in a traditional Mai Tai. They can be, but I don't like,
Is that your favorite drink?
It's one of my favorites.
If you could only have one more cocktail.
You know what? It depends on where I am. If I'm listening to jazz, I want a really dirty martini, vodka martini. If I'm at a tailgate, I want a carbless. It just depends on where.
At first, I was hungry because I'm fasting, and you brought in these Thai Brussels sprouts that I can smell.
So good. Sorry.
And now I haven't had a drink in like 2.5 years, and all I can think about is a dirty martini.
Mm.
You are messing
like
me up tonight.
Ron Jeremy dirty. Like, yes.
Oh, wow.
So good.
Speaking of prosthetics. Okay. Hi-yo. or not speaking of them. Steve from Sun Prairie, that's the 608. Steve says, my new bride, Anne, says Loretta Swit from MASH. That's a great one.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about MASH. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on the new bride, Steve. And hello, Anne. Thank you guys for listening tonight. And then on the stream, PJ says, S.
S. Well, right back at you, PJ.
Am I missing something there?
S.
Unless it means money.
I don't know.
We need clarification, PJ. But thank you for playing. So we've got Heather Heil here. She is the Business Development Director of the Green Bay Children's Museum. Give us another quick recap about the great event you have regarding tailgating and kids, because that sounds like fun. And then we're going to take our movie quiz.
You got it. Future season ticket holder tailgate event, Friday, April 25th, 9 to 12, sponsored by the Green Bay Packers Give Back. And you can bring your family. You can tailgate in our back parking lot and then come on into our museum. And we have a little mini combine. Sign up for season ticket holders. You can paint yourself up like a fan, make a mascot, you know, do all of the things. So it's really a fun day for the kids to get involved, burn off some energy, and take part in those traditions of something new that Green Bay is fostering this year.
You know what would be really funny is if you did this combine for kids and there's some kid that ran like a 3.840.
I know.
And
we'd
had
be like,
a vertical
whoa.
Of like 50 inches or something. And the Packers
I know people.
Saying, do you
I
really?
Know people. Yeah. I could be like,
you
yeah,
could be the
hey,
agent.
Yeah.
What is getting on the Packers ticket list though? Is it was like a 400? It's like,
yeah, it's still a
the
long
Greenland
list.
Shark yes. will be born and die before you get your tickets,
you,
though,
you'll
right?
You'll probably be 20s, 30s before you can get on that list. However, you still need to sign up to be a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
So now is the time. Bring in those kiddos. Let's get this done.
Fair enough. Todd from DePere says, we're learning a lot, all in caps, about Heather tonight.
I'm sorry.
You're kind of an open book,
okay,
though, aren't
I
you?
I am, really. Whatever you want to know. I
mean, you don't. You've done radio before. You're sort
yes.
of open anyway about stuff, you know, because you've had quite a history. Let's be honest.
Ooh, I've never been up in a spaceship, though.
No. Keep
that
your fingers
I have not.
Crossed.
Yes.
All right. Let's take our. All right. Heather, we like to give these nightlight quizzes once in a while. We have some that are about Wisconsin or sports or mm-hmm. show business or whatever. You said I'd love to take a sports movie quiz.
I did say that, and then I immediately
did you
regretted
regret
it.
Why?
Because I was like, if it's not like Field of Dreams or like movies I've seen, I don't know that.
I
I'm,
think you'll do okay.
How I'm going to do with this.
We kind of came
Can
up
Conrad
with this.
Can Conrad and I do this together?
No, because he created like half the questions.
Yeah.
The other half
yeah.
are mine.
Shoot.
So, well, let's start with, all right, here's a Conrad question. All right. You ready? All right. This is ready, Conrad. You got the bell ready?
Say it
right.
in a. Say it in a. Can we get it in like a British accent, please?
Let me hold on a second.
You got this.
What 2.5-man actor played the Wild Thing in Major League? Yeah,
okay. That's no, you got
bad.
This.
I'm gonna go
what?
With the American.
What?
What 2.5? What 2.5-man actor played the Wild Thing in
oh,
Major League?
He was in 2.5 Men.
It just says
Charlie
that.
Sheen.
I didn't even
see,
have to read
the... You should see the smoke coming from my ears
no,
right
like,
now.
I didn't
gotta,
even
like,
have to read the choices.
Yeah, I was going to say there's multiple choice.
This Conrad's oh. questions are multiple choice.
Oh,
I'm not as forgiving.
Thank you, Conrad. Whew.
All right, here's another con question. What actor played Billy Bean in Moneyball? Is it... you want the choices?
I'm going to say it was the blonde-haired guy. He was in Ocean's 11 and 12, and he was really smoking hot, and he was married to Angelina Jolie. Is that the correct actor?
Well, here are your options.
Brad Pitt. I didn't even see it. Like, did you just
you
wanna, say that? Like, boom.
Do you want to know how easy Conrad is making this? He says,
no, he's not. This
choices,
is hard.
But I didn't even have to read the choices. He said, A, Brad Pitt.
She's so smart.
B, Aaron Rodgers. C, Pete Schwabba. D, Jonah Hill.
I was going between Jonah Hill, but I couldn't come up with his name either.
In what movie do the Average Joe's Gym and Globo Gym face off in the Dodgeball Championship? Is it
Dodgeball? Okay, Conrad, was that a Conrad question?
Good Lord, Conrad. If this were an IQ test, you'd be an absolute rocket scientist right now.
I'm just crushing it. Crushing
but that's
it.
Good. We like our guests to do well. So you're 3 for 3 on the Nightlight Sports Movie Quiz. What 1986 movie stars Gene Hackman as Coach Norman Dale? Is it A, Remember the Titans, C, 42, D, John Wick 5, Dodgeball Assassination?
Wait, you got to make stuff.
No, I
like,
didn't.
What?
Or B, Dodgeball.
Oh, come on.
What was the question again?
In what movie do the Average Joe's Gym and Global Gym face off in the Dodgeball Championship?
What gym? It's called Average Joe's.
No, what movie do the Average...
Dodgeball.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Did we not just ask that question?
Yeah, no, you just asked that question.
You just asked me that question. So what's the question after that?
Round
there was
four.
Something about... I was like, what is... Who's been drinking?
Do you want me to do it?
I want
to
know.
You
know
had the wine.
Me up was the John Wick 5 Dodgeball Assassination. I think I did that.
Yeah, that
I gravitated
you up, yeah.
back.
I'm like, what
okay.
is that?
All right, you're 3 for 3. Disregard that last question. This is why I don't host Jeopardy. Reason.
I think you're doing great, buddy.
Okay. What 1986 movie stars Gene Hackman as Coach Norman Dale? Is it A, Remember the Titans, B, Hoosiers, C, Pete Schwabba's Basketball 5, or D, Larry the Cable Guy on Ice?
A or B? I'm going to say not A, I'm going to say B. B.
Dodgeball is correct.
Dodgeball.
No, it is Hoosiers.
Yes.
Very well done.
Okay.
Ooh,
I was
if you haven't seen
one.
Larry the Cable Guy on Ice, it is a spectacular show, by the way.
Wasn't there like a for real, like... Will Ferrell was on Ice. Blades of Glory.
Blades of
yes,
Glory.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a sports movie.
That
yeah.
was
yeah.
a sports movie. He asked me those questions.
All right. Heather Heil is here. She's our guest. She is the business director, business development director for the Green Bay Children's Museum. She's taking our sports movie quiz here at Nightly.
It's okay. Here we go.
She is 4 for 4.
Okay,
five
let's
for
pretend
five.
We're
no,
the,
4 for 4.
The Masters.
Okay.
Okay.
What movie do the average Joe... No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
What golf movie...
Oh, boy.
...stars Kevin Costner as Roy Tin Cup McAvoy?
Tin Cup? Tin Cup?
I don't even have to read the options.
Okay.
You know, somewhere, Luke Mathers right now is like, oh, man, let me at that quiz, right? All right, here we go. She's 6 for 6. Heather Heil. What basketball movie stars Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes?
White Man Can't Jump.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. You're undefeated. You're 7 for 7.
It's because I'm athletic.
Can you dunk?
Look at me. I'm so, no.
All right. Oh, this is a good one. You know what?
Yeah.
No, it's not. I keep seeing the answers because I haven't read them. And then I go, oh, I'm excited for that question. Oh, we just read it. Because I saw you had Hoop Dreams as one of the choices. That's a phenomenal film.
I don't know if
what
I've
about Pete Schwabba Can't Dunk? That was a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Pete Schwabba could dunk.
He had a prosthetic, though. Why can't he just be himself?
I was one of the few basketball players on our team that wore a prosthetic, which was weird because I had shorts on. So it didn't really matter.
I was like, what's happening?
But it helped me dunk. I just couldn't dribble. Or pass or shoot. All right. What football movie based on a true story stars Sandra Bullock?
Blindside.
Wow. She's crushing this thing. We got to get to my questions. She's acing.
I was nervous.
Questions.
I'm like, this is going to be terrible.
Well, we felt bad after that Friends quiz we gave.
Well, but I came back and was crushed
you did,
the other
you did
quiz.
Very well.
I did.
Mm-hmm. All right. What movie stars Adam Sandler? As Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher, the water boy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have to tell the story. I listened to podcasts, and there was, for college, I like Wisconsin teams. For pro, I'm a Chicagoan, or that's where I was born. So I was listening to a sports show, and there's a late night host there, and he was doing a draft over the phone. I said, who do you think the Bears should draft? And one guy texts in Bobby Boucher from Southwest Missouri State, and the host didn't know the movie. And he was trying to play along, and he goes, well, Bobby Boucher, you know, he's a good player. I don't think he's going to go in the first round. Like, he had no idea what he was talking about.
But he just
went
with it.
And the other host played that over and over all day. Like, I almost felt bad for the guy.
That's funny.
All right.
That's good stuff.
Is Heather 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for 8? She's crushing. All right. What 2024 movie stars Zendaya as a tennis coach and former player and has transformed her husband from a mediocre player into a world-famous Grand Slam champ?
I do not. Do we have multiple choice on this one? Okay.
Is it A, Challengers, B, Tennis Dudes? You got to at least make it sound realistic.
Like legit.
C, Tennis Threesome. Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And then D, Grand Salami Tennis. Mm-hmm. When I said make this easy for
Conrad,
Heather, I didn't mean she's not a toddler. Okay.
My face is flushed. It's not the wine. It's one, number one.
Chandler, Challengers.
I didn't know that one, though.
You didn't know that one?
I didn't know that one.
It's a very interesting movie. I liked it.
Okay.
What 1993 movie stars Sean Astin as a student for Notre Dame who wants to play football? What 1993 movie stars Sean Astin as a student for Notre Dame who wants to play football? Is it A,
is
The Goonies?
No. Remember the Titans?
B, Rudy. C, Notre Dame Pride. And D, The Goonies 2.
Rudy.
Mikey goes to...
Rudy! 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 How about radio? We didn't talk about radio or...
Radio?
No, I have like all of these.
That was one of the selections. You just, you know, you didn't have to read the multiple choice for that question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got more questions for Heather. We're going to do a very, very quick break. Folks, this break is so fast. You're not even going to blink.
Super
and we're going to be back. So don't go anywhere.
Jackie,
she's crushing the
Kersey
quiz. You're undefeated. You have a perfect perfect attendance.
Yeah.
All right. We're coming right back. Heather Heil is here from the Green Bay Children's Museum taking our movie quiz, which will segue into Wisconsin sports
and
movies.
More. Okay.
It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't blame me. You wanna cash out and get the hell out of town.
That's our space girl.
Yeah, nicely done, Conrad.
She went into space in
for
bell
eight
bottoms
minutes
with five other women. And achieved absolutely nothing. Welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabe. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, I dream of Jeannie's naughty sister, too.
Oh, I don't remember.
Who is he referring to, Conrad?
Yeah, I don't
you have to scroll
that.
Back. Now I'm curious, because I loved I Dream of Jeannie, Barbara Eden. She was great, too. Barb from Waukesha says, Edie Falco in The Sopranos and Nurse Jackie.
Yeah, oh, that's a yeah, great one, she's too. Fantastic.
Lee from DePere, Elaine Bennis. Our question of the night, folks, by the way, is who is your favorite sitcom actress? And we've had all kinds of amazing answers. Barb from Waukesha also says, disregard my Edie Falco text. Those aren't sitcoms. It's been a long day. That's okay, Barb.
Yeah,
we weren't going to call you
yeah.
out. Isn't Nurse Jackie? Wasn't that a...
I think it was a sitcom, yeah. A drama.
Doesn't all right. That is the voice of Heather Heil. It's so fun to have Heather here.
Hello.
Like we always do. And, you know, Kristen Lierley, you guys are like interchangeable almost as guests because you come on and you can just talk about anything.
I know. Actually, I was with her significant other and my significant other before I came here.
I will
here,
not say his name.
Craigers.
And no, Craig, that was not me. I have too much respect for law enforcement to call you by a name you don't want to be referred to.
My significant other said, so what are you guys going to talk about tonight? And I'm like, nothing that we talked about, because I walk in there and it's bowl in the china shop. I'm it's, like, blah, 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 blah.
All bets yeah. are off. So, and I can't remember, did you introduce me to Kristen or she introduced me to you, I think?
She introduced, yep.
Because she was already kind of in the
correct.
Mix here.
I introduced her to Mino and Mayor, and then she introduced me to you. Because she's like, I think you two need to know each other.
Can you introduce me to Mino and the Mayor?
I sure can.
You don't return my calls.
I can get you in.
Mm-hmm. All right, sweet. I'll slip you a double sawbuck for that. Thank you. All right, we've got a few more minutes with Heather, unless you want to stick around, which is fine, too.
No, I got to go. I got to watch some more TV.
I got to
finish my guitar documentary.
What's that?
The guy who owns the guitar shop, the famous guitar shop, they did a documentary on him. It's my documentary club.
Already
picture.
Bored.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
sorry.
It's awesome. He's like sold guitars to like anybody who's anybody. Yeah.
Is this local? Green Bay?
No. Oh. It's like California.
Okay. It was fun. Like when I lived out there, you could go into Guitar Center because I play poorly. But I once in a while, if I was bored or had time to kill, I'd go in. And you could see like people like Slash.
Yes, so he would like go to this place, and like that's where they went, and they let you actually play there. It wasn't like
you just pick up a guitar.
Yeah,
was it Norman's Rare Guitars?
Norman's Rare Guitars, Conrad.
That's good. Huh?
The documentary I'm watching right now.
Is it a docu-series?
No, just a docu.
Just a mentory.
Yep.
Okay.
Just a mentory.
All right, we've got. Let's try to get a few more questions in. You're like, what is she? 10 for 10.
10 for 10.
Smartest.
Now here are the questions. Here are the questions that I came up with. These are not.
Multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
Boo.
Multiple guess. Let's start with movies that have Packer themes.
Okay.
This film, shot in 2012 in and around Lambeau Field, has a cameo by Green Bay Mayor at the time, Jim Schmidt, and has a certain yard line in the title of the film.
50-yard line.
Close.
40-yard line.
We'll accept that. It's 60-yard line.
60-yard line.
That's pretty good. That movie's 13 years old.
Yeah. That's the movie I was in an extra in. I should have known that
one. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. This movie that often references Green Bay Packers refers to their team colors and was just released a couple months ago in theaters.
Green and gold.
Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Oh, you got to.
We were
it
just talking about that at dinner tonight too.
Oh, really?
I guess with Craigers.
Craig.
See.
I'm not going to give you this forum to insult my friend.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Are.
No.
Because you know, every time I'm going to.
Well, he's your friend. Craig and I know each other, but not well. I mean, we went. Okay.
I'm trying to make you friends.
Okay. Thanks, Craig.
My friends are your friends.
It's just like a blind date for a friendship. No, that's right. Not the least bit awkward.
You're welcome.
All right. This 2012 film involving the Packers explores the last day or the last day of quarterback Brett Favre and includes Lambeau in the title. The whole title of the film is in what I just read, if you can remember it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's called
Something About Mary.
Last Day.
The Last Day at Lambeau?
She got it.
Yeah,
she
that
is
one.
Still undefeated. All right, we're going to segue. Oops. These are movies that were just shot in what?
You didn't do Something About Mary. Brett Favre was in that one.
He was.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
he was so good.
He does great charity work. All right. Mm-hmm. In this 2009 film starring Johnny Depp as John Dillinger was shot around Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
I saw this and I remember this. Multiple choice. I need.
All right. Multiple choice. We'll say. Let's say The Omen.
Nope.
Major League.
Nope.
Public Enemies.
Yes. Public Enemies.
Very well done.
And they were in Minocqua, and there were bullet holes, and like the whole thing. Yeah,
that's right. Wow, good memory.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough though when they're not. See, I don't coddle people like Conrad does. You are graded on a curve, but
well,
okay. Wow,
Craig just
tough texted. Room.
Craig just texted, Jesus, Pete, please arrest Heather for me.
Never,
citizens arrest.
Freedom.
All right, I'm doing my best here, Craig. This film starring Bob Uecker and Tom Berenger was shot primarily at Milwaukee County Stadium in 1989.
Is that the Major League? Yeah, it is.
You did that old
just
person thing.
Just a bit thing. Outside.
You did that old person thing. What? Were you out of the... Yeah, I'm going to get the cable.
The Major League.
I got the Google.
I was
have you
able...
seen the Batman?
No, I have not. Or the Twitter. Was able to, on a serious note, was just in Milwaukee and was able to pay my respects to Bob Uecker in the cemetery there. So that was quite an amazing experience.
Well, he's already buried there?
Like, he is, yep. And he was a military person, so it was like really impactful for me to be. Yeah. I wanted to meet him, and not the way I wanted to do it, but it was nice to thank him for giving a kid like me a chance in radio. And
can you imagine Bob Uecker in the military? Like, he must have been that guy, like Bill Murray in Stripes.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
Probably wisecracking and getting in trouble and having
such
to do
a funny
push-ups.
Guy.
Let's try to do this. Let's try to get a couple more in before we bring Dave, our brewmaster, onto the show. This film was released in the last few months. This film, which was released in the last few months, looks at the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers World Series appearance, and it's titled after a famous Bob Uecker phrase.
Just a bit outside.
The story of the 1982 Brewers.
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Made by Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call.
I have not
great
seen
film.
This. I didn't realize that.
I'm halfway
there was a
through.
Film. Yeah.
I watched it the other night, and then I got a phone call, but I'm going to go back to it. It's really, really good.
Okay, babe, mark that
check
down on our list.
All right. This 1999 film, David Lynch film, is about a man unable to drive a car who rides a tractor from Iowa to Wisconsin to visit his ailing brother.
Is this a film that just came out with the...
No, 1999.
No, nope.
The Straight Story.
Oh, The Straight Story.
Con, you got that
buzzer.
I'm playing music now, so I can't use
the buzzer.
All right, we're getting one more quick one here, right, Heather? This film from 1986, shot in and around Madison's UW campus, and stars Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, Back to School.
Yeah,
Back to School.
Heather Heil, ladies and gentlemen, woo! We are coming right back with Brewmaster.
Thank you very much,
Dave Hansen. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
You are really good at quizzes.
I adore you. I know. Right.
Stick around
it.
If you want.
May I know?
All right, she
I
may or may
go.
Not be. Here.
I got it.
We're
go.
Coming right back.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that nearly 40% of the school referendum questions posed in the April election were similar to previously proposed questions. 94 referendums were proposed on the April ballot, with a little more than half of them being approved. According to the report, 36 of those 94 referendum questions were attempts by districts to pass a referendum that had narrowly failed in a previous election. The report also found that some of the referendums were being proposed for a third or fourth time. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly would add more regulations for energy projects across the state. The 2025 Wisconsin Energy Reform Act seeks to discourage energy companies from using good farmland for renewable energy projects and outlines the specific rights of affected landowners. Under the legislation, energy companies would be required to provide written notice of their plans to each property owner within 1 mile of a proposed facility at least 45 days before seeking approvals from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. The Superior School Board voted to approve a pay increase for teachers at their Monday meeting. The board approved a 2% salary increase for Superior School District teachers beginning next year. Teacher pay has been a difficult topic for school districts across Wisconsin, particularly with budget struggles forcing referendum votes in multiple elections. Some districts have proposed operational referendums that specifically identify increasing teacher wages as a way to prevent further turnover by maintaining competitive salaries. Hunt Hill Nature Center of Sirona is encouraging area residents to participate in their frog call count next week. According to organization officials, the frog call count will take place on Friday, April 25th from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Attendees will be taught how to identify different types of frogs and will then visit a nearby pond to count them. The program will be free for interested residents. Registration ahead of the event is encouraged but not required, as the program will be limited to a total of 20 people. Residents can register online or by phone. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite the risk of getting vomited on or having a soda thrown at them, audiences still continue to flood theaters to see the Minecraft movie. It was tops at the box office for the second week in a row. According to Variety, the film showed an impressive hold in its second week, with the crowd size diminishing by only 50% in its impressive second week. The film is now at $281 million domestically and $550 million globally. Minecraft was the only movie that was not a new release in the top five. Coming in at second place was the religious film King of Kings, which brought in almost $20 million just a week before Easter. 20th Century Fox's The Amateur came in third place with $15 million. A24's Warfare came in fourth place with a take of about $8.5 million. The film received rave reviews from critics and is beyond intense. And the thriller Drop came in fifth place with $7.5 million at the gate. In case you're scoring at home, the movie with the worst critic score was in first place, and four critics' darlings rounded out the top five. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 20s. More sunshine than clouds for Wednesday. Warmer with a high in the upper 50s. Some showers and storms Thursday. And becoming breezy. High temperatures well into the 60s.
Right now it's 48.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll discuss a new way to vote, along with our friend Trigvi Olson and Tara Ariano with Best New TV Shows. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe, your host for this evening's show. Tomorrow night, we've got a lot of fun folks on the program. We've got a lot of movie talk. So Mike Starr will be here at 6:35. Mike was in Goodfellas, Miller's Crossing, Dumb and Dumber. He, you know Mike Starr, Conrad. He's the guy that picked up the hitchhiker. He's sitting right between him, and he's like, guys, guys. Mike is great. He was phenomenal, and he's just one of those guys who does great work in every movie he's in. And I'm very excited to talk to him about Miller's Crossing. So Mike will be here, and that will be fun. That's tomorrow night. And then Matt Miller joins the show. We're going to talk about the Milwaukee Film Festival, which is right around the corner, and some movie and TV talk as well. Going to the text line here, our question, if you want to still get in a text, you have time, is who is your favorite sitcom actress? And Steady Eddie in the 608, our pal Steady Eddie, says, Pete, favorite sitcom actor? No, he said, favorite female sitcom actor. Mary Tyler Moore in The Dick Van Dyke Show, perfect storm of a sitcom. Still holds up 60 years later. I agree, Eddie. I don't think it's the funniest show in the world still, but it's just a great watch. And I agree it holds up. Even with the black and white, I think it's great. Steady Eddie continues saying, the only dunking Pete Schwab ever did was when he attended Dunkin' Donuts University on a four-year scholarship. Actually, I walked on, Eddie. That makes it even more embarrassing. Steady Eddie knows way too much about me. He says, P.S., legend has it that Steadfast Edward in his prime could jump and touch the rim on a 10-foot basket. Well, who better would know that about Steadfast Edward than Steady Eddie, his alter ego? Fantastic. Brian from Green Bay says, Jesse Spano, Saved by the Bell. Oh, wow, that's going back. That's a good one. I like when we get something out of the blue like that. Thank you, Brian. That's great. Favorite actress in a sitcom? That's the question. Join us. Join the fun. We'll read your text on the radio right now, folks. I'm excited. Okay, so a few weeks ago, well, a couple months ago, Dave Hansen, who was the brewmaster at Flick's Brewhouse in Madison in the East Town Mall, reached out and said, hey, how about we do a Nightlight-inspired beer for the Wisconsin Film Festival? So I said, forget it. He said, how about $100,000 in your pocket? I said, let's talk. They bumped it up a little bit, and we agreed. There's no money involved here. No money changed hands, folks. But Dave did create a great beer called Hazed on Radio, a hazy IPA for the Wisconsin Film Festival. I understand it sold like gangbusters, according to Dave, which was exciting. They still have some left. So I said, we got to have Dave on the show to get people out to Flicks and finish off what's left of the Hazed on Radio IPA. Dave joins us now via what I like to call the telephone. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
Good. I'm excited. Well, I was excited when I stopped by on my way out of town last week. You said it was outselling other local beers 2-1, which was very exciting. And now I'm talking about it on the radio. That probably helped. But I think you made a great beer, too.
Yeah, that definitely makes it easier to sell. And it actually turns out really nice.
We tasted it, and we shared the video of you and I tasting the Hazed on Radio today. It's on our Facebook page. If people want to go to Facebook, give us a like or a follow while you're there, please. But Dave and I toast, and we taste the beer. And it's kind of a I'm going to tell you this, Dave. When I was down in Madison for the film festival, everybody at the parties, at the after parties, that wasn't drinking was drinking this athletic beer. And Hazed on Radio is a hazy IPA, correct? Okay, so I tasted it. I tasted, you said you had passion fruit in there. It was very fruity, very refreshing. It was great. So I bought one of these athletics. It said Hazy IPA, and I tasted it. And Dave, it was like drinking, it's like they found a way to liquefy a pine cone. It was not that good. And I thought.
Yeah, it's a tough balance for the NA beers.
But why is it, yours tasted so fresh and like what is it, the can, or did they, I just didn't like it at all.
It's all between the different hops that are used, the different yeast that's used, and also just how fresh it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't ask you on to trash another beer. I want to focus on your work because I thought what you did was great. How much of it is left? If people come out for the next week, will there still be Hazed on Radio there at Flicks?
Yeah, there will still be a little left. Okay. You know, I planned, we did a pretty large amount, so it was enough to, I know it would, the film fest would take a big dent out of it, but we still got a good amount left. It should maybe even reach to the end of the month.
Oh, fantastic. So what do we do then, Dave? Because I want Hazed on Radio to be like the next old style. How do we make that happen?
People just need to drink it. Keep on drinking it.
Okay. Will you guys make more if you run out?
Potentially.
Okay.
We've got other stuff on the docket, but we can always get it back.
All right. I'll see what I can do. So how was the film festival in your experience? You're there. I said earlier on the show, Dave, you have such a great gig. You walk around in this cool Flicks shirt. You get to create beer. I mean, how did you fall into this job? This is a great gig for you. And tell me how the festival was.
Well, to start with the festival was fantastic this year. This is our second year having it, a portion of it at Flicks. And it just, you could tell things were more ironed out than the previous year. And it just, it went so smoothly. And yeah, we, you know, it's just great to get people in to experience Flicks, to experience the Film Fest. And it's just great to see full houses.
Yeah, it was packed. I went to see that Russ Meyer film that night I met you there, and I could not believe there was like one seat left for this movie that was out in the 60s. It was like this campy movie. It was almost a porno flick. But it looked like they were crushing it. And do you have to be there for stuff like that, like in case there's an issue with one of the beers or one of the beers you created?
I tend to keep my eye, I'd spend a little extra time there, but otherwise I'm a phone call and, 15 minutes away at most. So
okay.
If something's going completely kaflooey, I can get back in and help out.
What kind of beers are your favorite to make?
To make, it's tough to beat a brew day when you're brewing a dark beer, like a stout or a porter, because it just, with that roasted barley, it both smells like a brewery and it has like a real roasted chocolate coffee aroma in the air.
Mm.
And just smell wise, that's like my favorite brew day.
Wow. Nice. All right. So I kind of asked you this before, how did you end up at Flicks? Well, tell us a little bit about your career trajectory and how you ended up with, from the outside, at least looks like a dream gig.
Yeah, it just worked out. So I ended up, kind of after college and everything, was bartending, baking, all that kind of stuff, and wanted to go to school a little more and ended up finding beer school. So it's a master certificate program at University of California, Davis. So I just leapt in with 2 feet. I hadn't really done any home brewing, anything like that. I did a batch of cider at home, and I was like, yeah, this is fine. We can do this as a job. Let's figure it out.
Nice.
So, moved up to out to Davis, California, did a lot of intensive training, and ended up with a master's diploma.
That's so great.
And then, came back, got a job with then Line and Kugel's Milwaukee, which unfortunately that plant is now shuttered.
Yeah,
but
that's
it was,
too bad.
The small satellite Line and Kugel's brewery that was in downtown Milwaukee, right off of I-43.
Right.
Was there for almost 9 years. Moved back when my high school sweetheart moved back into Madison. And then, got a job at another brewery, Next Door Brewing Company. It was on Atwood. That is also no longer there. The pandemic kind of shut the doors for them. And then right after pandemic reopened, there was a job opening at Flicks, and just timing worked out.
That's so great. My guest is Dave Hansen. He is the brewmaster at Flicks Brewhouse in Madison in Easttown Mall. Stop by Flicks Brewhouse. They still have some Hazed on Radio Nightlight IPA that Dave created. I tasted it myself, really liked it. I thought it was great, so they still have some left. Or stop by Flicks anyway. It's a great place to watch a movie. Dave, is this a job?
I can jump in and say, if you want to get a good taste of Hazed on Radio and any of the other beers as well, on Friday nights, we always have a special with Crowlers where you get 3 full Crowler fills for $20.
Oh, wow. That's a great deal.
So yeah, it's the best deal that you're going to get at Flicks.
All right. So stop by
awesome.
That's fantastic. Thank you for letting us know. So Dave, I was going to ask you, cause I'm fascinated when I see from the outside, someone with a great gig that looks like it's fun, it's creative, you get to do your own thing. Have you kind of had it when you get home at night, or do you even make your own beer at home, or is this just a job now and you leave it at the door?
Well, it's a job, but it's also, you know, I've got the freedom to make what I want. I'm not just making one beer. So right. if there's something I want for myself and I know it's going to at least sell a little bit, I can make what I make it when I want for myself.
You got all the equipment at home and everything?
Yeah, I don't need to experiment at home.
What other, like, aside from Haze on Radio, you've got so many, you know, you go to the website, you've got so many beers there. What are your favorites to make, and what do you recommend right now if people come in and aren't in the mood for a Haze on Radio? Where would you steer them?
Well, right now, one of the newer beers that I brought on board recently that has just, you know, taken off is a pastry sour that is on a nitro tap. So, it's like a Guinness tap where it's all foamy and creamy.
Okay.
So it's there. And so I make one base and then I, you know, flavor it up separately. So for now, we've got a keg or two left of, so it's a lemon meringue pie.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's nice. It's creamy. It's smooth. You know, there's some tartness to it. You know, a little bit of vanilla. You know, it's really a dead ringer for a lemon meringue pie. And then, you know, so it's a great go-to if you want something that's not very hoppy, a little more tart, you know, a little more drinkable if you're not into hops at all.
That's great.
And that's been a fun one that I've done.
Before we let you go, Dave, I have to ask you, do you have a favorite sitcom actress?
It's honestly tough to beat what Kirstie Alley did on her time in Cheers.
Oh, wow. There you go. We haven't heard anybody from Cheers. Diane, Carla, anybody. That's the first Cheers, and it's Kirstie Alley. I love that.
There's that. There's, you know, Night Court. You could go anywhere.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great ones.
Forgot about that one. Dude, thank you so much for the experience of making this beer and making me part of it and the show part of it. I hope whatever you do sells gangbusters, because I think you just do a great job, and it was great working with you. So I look forward to hopefully doing it again.
Well, I hope so. Sometime we'll get you back out on the next one and have you shovel some grain and
now you're talking.
Fill up the buckets to keep the cows happy.
It sounded fun until you said that, but yeah, we'll figure out a way around that. All right. Thanks so much, Dave.
The farmer comes and picks it up. Here.
Oh. Okay. Right. I'm in. Count me in. All right. Thank you, buddy. Have a great night, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks. That's Dave Hansen. Check out his work at Flick's Brewhouse in Madison. He does great stuff down there. Dave Kunisch says, Granny from Beverly Hills. Oh, that's one we haven't heard. I don't remember that show. I mean, it was black and white reruns when I was on, but I really don't remember Beverly Hills. PJ, who just texted S earlier, says, sorry, I fumbled my phone with the S. He says my favorite sitcom actress was Christina Applegate from Married with Children. I love it when we get somebody new that we haven't heard yet. That's awesome. Keep those texts coming, folks. You still got a few minutes. Who's your favorite sitcom actress? We are coming right back to close this thing down, and we're going to give you a little teaser as to what you'll hear tomorrow night from actor Mike Starr, who will be here at 6:35. We'll play a little bit from his scene from Dumb and Dumber, and I'll tell you why Dumb and Dumber is important this week and how it relates to your weekend. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Another night, another dream, but always you.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
New texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here? The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. This is a Tuesday night edition, which isn't that much different from other nights, except we have different guests and topics. I'd like to thank my guest tonight, Heather Heil, who is here. Hung out with Heather. That's always fun. And Dave Hansen from Flicks Brewhouse in Madison. Thank you for all your texts and calls. I think we're caught up in everything text-wise, call-wise, right? Okay. And yeah, it was fun. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night. Mike Starr is just one of those guys who, you know, you look at him, you see his work. He's so great. He does comedy. He does mob films. He's just a great actor. And we have a clip, and here's the reason I wanted to play this clip, because Mike is going to be on the show tomorrow night, and he got very excited when I said, we'll talk about Miller's Crossing, because he said everybody asks him about Dumb and Dumber. So Miller's Crossing was last week's classic movie pick of the week. This week's will be Dumb and Dumber, and you can hear that on New Wisco Weekend with Lisa Hale every Saturday and Sunday here. Dumb and Dumber will be the classic movie pick this week. And here is a clip. This is Mike, and this is the clip we use in the classic movie pick. But this is Mike in Dumb and Dumber when he gets picked up hitchhiking. He's trying to find these guys, and they're so stupid. Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels pick him up as a hitchhiker.
Are you guys going to Davenport? My car died, and I'm late for a luncheon.
We usually don't pick up hitchhikers. But I'm going to go with my instinct on this one. Saddle up, partner. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys! Guys! Guys!
Fellas, you think we could listen to the radio or something?
Radio? Who needs a radio? Ready, Harry? Mock!
Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah,
Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy.
He reaches into his coat for his gun, and they'd see more hitchhikers. After he says they usually don't pick up hitchhikers. Beautiful stuff. Great movie. Mike will be here tomorrow night. I want to play this other clip before we get out of here, and this is Tom Cruise. When you're Tom Cruise and you have the world on a string, so to speak, you're a pilot. You can do everything. You do your own stunts. The guy's amazing. These are the kind of jokes Tom Cruise plays on people. Go ahead, Conrad.
I'm a pilot, and I was
One time we were flying to Colorado, and I was flying this airplane that we had to go on oxygen, and the winds were better at a higher altitude, so we climbed up, and I realized that we couldn't stay at that altitude if on oxygen. I had to descend because I didn't have enough oxygen. Mm-hmm. So I had a passenger in the back, so we figured out, you know, me and the co-pilot, that if we turned the oxygen off in the back guy, that we could make it at this altitude. So we, you know, it wasn't dangerous or anything, you know.
So, now, what happened when you turned his oxygen off?
He was very quiet. He fell asleep. Wow. He fell asleep. He slept the whole way.
Yeah. He can't even talk.
Well, but you know, he's the kind of guy you wanted to have him sleep the whole way. You know, it's like just.
But
you know,
but honestly, looking at it from another direction, isn't that attempted manslaughter? You just turn a guy's oxygen off. You're lucky you're not doing time, for the love of God.
He woke up.
He did wake up, yeah.
You know, when we were landing on descent, he. My hands are. He said, "My, geez, my hands. My hands are your old hands." He said, "My hands are tingling. I slept the whole way." He said, "Must have been the way I was laying." I said, "Yeah, must have been the way."
Oh my God! Wasn't getting enough oxygen to his brains. Oh my God!
I know.
Well, it's
oh God,
funny now. Oh, no. Yow.
No, it wasn't such a high altitude that it would have, you know,
sure, that's
caused death or anything.
That's so great. There's nothing funnier than when someone can't even talk because they're laughing so hard. And that's those are the kind of Tom Cruise jokes Tom Cruise can play on people because he's a pilot and he's loaded. I don't like flying as much as I used to, and I certainly wouldn't go into space. Would you, Conrad?
I don't think I would.
I'm not that adventurous. And just to go and break the space barrier and come back, big whip.
I think if I did go, I would sing a song like Katy Perry, just to live in the moment.
Well, you wouldn't sing it like her. You would sing it similar to...
No, I can definitely do it like Katy Perry.
Let's hear it. What a Wonderful World. You know that song. Just give us a couple bars.
You know, I don't have the lyrics in front of me.
I almost went into it. Oh, that was lame. All right. Great stuff tonight, folks. Thank you so much for being here at Nightlight. Tomorrow night we got a great show too. We got to come up with should we just keep the female powered questions going this week? Like do some girl power questions all week? Can we promise people?
Why not?
We'll think about it. We'll noodle it, and we'll be back tomorrow night at the same time. Have a great night, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll be back tomorrow night on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad. I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, are voucher schools taking on their fair share of kids with disabilities? They say yes. Why? Because they say so, based on a guess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill?
Donating Me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer in Maryland. A federal judge demanding answers from the White House about the Salvadoran man the U.S. sent to be imprisoned in his home country despite a 2019 order preventing his deportation to El Salvador. The Trump administration claiming Kilmer Abrego Garcia was a member of MS-13.
Frustrated by a lack of answers from the Trump administration, Judge Paula Sinise has now ordered the depositions of four senior officials at ICE, Homeland Security, and the State Department. She says she's seen nothing to indicate that the government has been facilitating Abrego Garcia's release under an order the Supreme Court unanimously upheld.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Former President Biden in Chicago tonight addressing new fears about Social Security.
The Democrats have declared today the Save Social Security National Action Day. National Day of Action, I should say.
His first major speech since leaving office. President Trump signing a new executive order tonight meant to ensure only U.S. citizens receive Social Security benefits. This is ABC News. Russia